a definite asset, started at the net, David, 5'8" in his shoes, beside him. Elliot looked over the opposition, including Doris, who was making a face at them through the net, and said aloud to David, "No humiliation for us today, my man. Just a bunch of women."
"Don't let Doris hear you say that. She might be small, but she's mean."
David laughed and practiced setting the volleyball to Elliot. George's eyes narrowed. She was pulling the net taut and heard the comment.
"Conceited jerk."
"Hey, Randy," she said to the slender young man who was standing at the net. "Let me trade places with you, all right?" Randy Hansen shrugged.
Sure, George."
His gray eyes narrowed against the bright sun.
"I don't like it, though. You won't come up to serve until almost last."
There were 9 players on each team, and 7 of the players on George's team were women.
"Let the weaker sex begin," David called out. "With my wife serving, it'll be a piece of cake."
Doris stuck out her tongue at her husband and caught the volleyball from George.
"Lay it on him, Doris," George said.
Doris served the ball high and soft, right to her husband. He set it smoothly, and in the next instant, George saw the man with the big mouth leap up gracefully and slam the ball down behind her. There were boos and shouts from both teams, and Maggie shouted encouragement from the sideline. George cocked her head to one side and examined the man anew. She liked what she saw. He was exceptionally tall and well-built, with wide shoulders, a lean waist, and firm, thick thighs. His thick black hair curled loosely about his head. He moved with the natural grace of an athlete, but he had to be a doctor, she supposed, frowning slightly. She and Randy had arrived late, and she hadn't met him. She wished she could see his eyes, but his sunglasses were darkly tinted. The other team served, and a woman in the middle row struck at the ball wildly, sending it flying out of bounds. The next serve was short, barely clearing the net. George, a smile on her lips, timed her jump well and smashed the ball right into the man's face. The sunglasses cracked and slid from his nose, and she stared into beautiful leaf-green eyes staring back at her in mute surprise. He was undoubtedly a splendid male specimen. George, who knew little enough about flirting, reacted in the only way she knew. She challenged him.
"It might help if you keep awake," she shouted, laughing.
To her delight, the man grinned widely, showing even white teeth.
"George,"
Randy wailed from behind her,
"don't insult my boss."
"Well," George said,
"I hope he's a better doctor than a volleyball player."
She sent Randy's boss a dazzling smile. Elliot wasn't insulted. He was amused and intrigued. He studied the girl across the net as the game continued haphazardly around him. She wasn't a teenager, but she was young, early 20s, he guessed, and incredibly lovely. She was tall, with slim, straight tanned legs that seemed to go on forever. Her hair, a deep honey color, was pulled back from her flawless face into a bedraggled ponytail. She wore no makeup and looked as clean and fresh as sunshine. He wondered, cynically, if her hair was dyed. As both teams rotated to change servers, he glanced over her body. She wore a t-shirt with bojangles across the chest and cut-off jeans. He watched her set the ball smoothly and easily, and watched her breasts rise as she jumped. He wanted to meet her.
"Hey, Elliot," David called to him. "Wake up! The game's nearly over."
Elliot waved his hand toward David, then turned to watch her move to the service line. His team was leading by an easy 13-5 score. She handled the ball easily, and that should have warned him. In the next moment, the ball whizzed straight at him, low and hard. A man's serve. She caught him unawares, and the ball bounced off his belly onto the ground. He heard her laugh and her teammates cheer wildly.
"Bet you can't do that again," David shouted out.
Her next serve nearly flattened him with its speed and force. Elliot was so busy laughing that he again missed the ball that was served straight at him. He settled down and managed her.